to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Pentecost Sunday, May 20th, 2018, by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
Testament. Pentecost is the day we recognize that the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples of Jesus. Pentecost is also the Greek name for the spring harvest festivals of the Israelites, which was going on when the Holy Spirit came. The disciples were together in Jerusalem after the resurrection of Jesus and his return to heaven. And in some writings, we are told that they were afraid because Jesus had left them. But I wonder if the word afraid is the appropriate word to use. Our scripture has told us that when the disciples went to the tomb Easter morning, they ran from the empty tomb because they were afraid. Afterwards, they kept to themselves, and when they met, it was in a room behind a locked door, and they were afraid. Afraid? Well, yes, then they were. They didn't know if there would be repercussions with the Romans because of their friendship and association with Jesus. So it was a good thing to maintain a low profile and not to attract attention to themselves. Certainly now, they were reluctant to be seen in public. But because of the festival of Pentecost, crowds of visitors were in Jerusalem, speaking many languages, and the disciples moved freely among them and spoke to them all, amazingly, in each one's language, about the wonderful works of God. And it wasn't just the disciples that were moving among the crowds. The Holy Spirit was there too. That same Holy Spirit that we can't see or feel or have a conversation with. That same Holy Spirit that makes us do things or say things that leaves us wondering, why on earth would we act that way? That same Holy Spirit that gives us confidence, empowers us, and lets us do remarkable things. That Holy Spirit that descended upon the disciples also lives among us today, guiding us, forming us, protecting us. And when we're about to embark on a new adventure, it makes us say, well, why not? Pentecost is about unity. Just think how miraculous, how wonderful it would be if we lived in a united world where we had no confrontations, where we all worked for the same common good. If any of you had the opportunity to tune into the royal wedding yesterday, you would have heard our presiding Bishop Curry deliver a very inspiring address. And as I was watching it, I noted what a difference in cultures. The Americans there love Bishop Curry and his way of speaking. The Brits, on the other hand, weren't quite so sure. But Bishop Curry's address was about love. And he said, love is power. So if we were all united, and if we were all in love with each other, imagine the power that we would have, and imagine the good works that we could do. So let's continue our imaginations a little bit here. Let's ask ourselves a question. is a true Pentecost happening in our lives? Is this something that we can participate in and have a true understanding about? For example, let's think back to our readings this morning, to all the peoples of different backgrounds and languages, the Parthians, Medes, Elamites, the peoples of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, only to mention a few. What if we changed the names of those peoples to the poor, the physically ill, the homeless, the abused, the hungry, the addicted, the mentally ill, the lost, the forgotten, those who suffer from discrimination? All of them are neighbors. And while we might share a common English language, we do not share their culture. How is the Holy Spirit at work among these peoples? Are we experiencing a Pentecost, or are we avoiding those who are different from us? Jesus has given us two commandments: to love God and to love our neighbor. Very simple and straightforward. And if we believe in Jesus, we will continue to do the work that Jesus has begun. What then is so difficult about letting the Holy Spirit guide and fortify us for living the way of Jesus? Our American culture has set us apart from many other peoples because we've taught ourselves that money will solve all problems. But the message of Jesus does not say that we should set up a GoFundMe page on the internet so that we can throw money at a cause in order to satisfy our obligation to our neighbor. The Holy Spirit, my friends, is lurking around us, waiting for us to let her in, waiting for us to break down the barriers that will allow us to keep the commandments of Jesus and to live as he wants us to. But how, we might ask, can we love our neighbor if we don't know our neighbor? Well, that's where our work begins. We need to meet our neighbors and learn their cultures. We need to walk in their shoes. We need to feel their pain, physical and emotional. We need to accept the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can communicate with our neighbors and understand what their lives are like. We have to learn to give dignity and respect to each of our brothers and sisters whose lives are different from ours. And we need to remember to keep all these peoples in our prayers. St. Philip's has a lively outreach life. We sponsor Neighborhood House. We take part in the Southern Oakland County Shelter. We are aware of some of the needs in our neighborhood, and we respond well. We open our meeting space to support groups for those who are battling addictions to alcohol and drugs. But by no means are we asleep at the wheel. We are meeting needs, but yet there is so much more to be done. No doubt the Holy Spirit is alive and well in this congregation. You might say that Pentecost is alive every day at St. Philip's, but we can't rest on our laurels. For all that we have done, there is still more to do. We will always have brothers and sisters with needs, and we can't physically minister to each and every one of them. but with our experience, we are able to teach others how to listen to the Holy Spirit, so that they too may be led to do the work of Jesus. We can be an example to others through our own work, and we can support others in their efforts to make life better for other people. May the Holy Spirit constantly move among us to motivate us, to guide us, to help us live as Jesus has taught us. Amen.